I mean, first and foremost, let's not forget, I think this is the fifth education secretary in the past year. And if you're a student who's just finished your A-levels, you would have seen seven education secretaries during your time at secondary school. And any school going through that many head teachers probably would have been put into special measures. So, you know, regardless of the individual who's been put in post, my biggest concern with education and children and young people with this Conservative government is they're not a priority, and this post is just seen as a notch on the greasy pole that they're climbing to go, you know, to higher places. And it really isn't seen as a mission, as a priority in terms of the Conservative policy and in terms of their DNA, and that's my biggest concern. You know, Kit Malthouse himself, I don't think I've ever heard him mention the word education or children. I think that the only time he's been spotted speaking in a debate was a few years ago against Votes at 16. So I'll be interested to hear what his views are on children and young people and how we empower them, which clearly Votes at 16 does. Schools across my constituency and the country are facing a torrid time, particularly in terms of funding. One primary school in Twickenham contacted me just a couple of weeks ago. They've just come to the end of their energy contract, and they are going to, well, the quotes they're getting are five times what they were paying. They were paying £30,000 a year in energy bills. The latest quote they had was £150,000. And they just said, this is catastrophic for our budgets. We will go into the red. How can we meet these costs without compromising children's teaching and learning? So schools and teachers rightly deserve a pay increase. And I'm delighted that they are being awarded a pay increase, but the government isn't funding that for schools. So again, that's putting another pressure on budgets. So the most pressing issue facing Kit Malthouse is how to ensure our schools have got the funding they need, particularly as we've got many children who have just been through a pandemic, through lockdowns, whose learning has suffered, whose mental health has suffered, and all of those things need additional support. And they just haven't had that. Not to mention the fact that lots of families are struggling to put meals on the table. We know that school meals are getting more expensive, and the government hasn't taken their own expert advisors' recommendations to expand the eligibility for free school meals so that every child whose family is in receipt of universal credit should receive one. And that's something that I have been pressing very, very hard for, because hungry children can't learn well, and it impacts their behaviour as well. No child in this country, in this day and age, should be going hungry. This cost of living crisis obviously comes hot on the heels of the COVID crisis. Children and young people really did bear the brunt of the impact of lockdowns in terms of their learning, in terms of their mental health, and they will bear the brunt in terms of cost of living. And we know that schools already are looking to cut costs in terms of those really important additional activities, whether that's school trips, whether that's some extracurricular activities, and the things that really make school a varied and rich experience, and that are really important in terms of their overall development. We can't afford to let our children down again. They've already suffered enough through COVID, and I really hope, and I will be pushing Kit Malthouse every day when I'm in Parliament, to make sure that children are a much higher priority for this government.